News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Owen O'Brien is TD for Dublin Midwest. He's Sinn Féin's House Bang spokesperson as well. Good morning to you, Deputy O'Brien.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're not surprised by this, I'm presuming, but it also goes to the core of the challenge here. We don't need to give money to everybody. We need to give money to those who need it most.
Well, first of all, while the report confirms our own understanding of what's happening out on the ground, it is very concerning because not only do you have that very significant number of people who are really struggling to pay their bills, but actually about 30% of households experience some level of energy affordability. And that's from 2024. That's before we had the escalating cost of living crisis last year. That's before the government withdrew vital supports, not just the energy credits, but also supports for families with disabilities and carers in the budget. And of course, before the war in Iran and escalating fuel prices. So I think we need two things. The first is the ESRI right in terms of dealing with that structural, persistent fuel and energy poverty. We do need those targeted measures. And that's why in the emergency budget we've proposed this week, we have very specific targeted measures, a 500 euro payment for people with disabilities, a 400 euro payment for social welfare recipients, including pensioners and people in receipt of the working family payment. But we also have to acknowledge that since 2024, things have deteriorated significantly for a much wider group of people. And because of that, we also need some universal measures. There is no getting away from that. One-off.
Okay, well, this is where we will diverge slightly. I know we need to support people. But at the same time, do we not need to prioritise here, Owen? What is the point of giving people money when they don't necessarily need it? They can absorb it a little bit more as opposed to the people who are afraid to turn on the lights in their house. I have an issue with that.
Well, the problem, of course, is that there is a huge number of people who aren't captured in this ESRI report who right now are also struggling with the cost of energy, with the cost of fuel, with the cost of childcare, with the cost of education, and with the cost of food. And because of the very particular circumstances, you see today, for example, CSO inflation figures, energy costs up 15%. That is not just impacting on the most vulnerable in our society, those people who need those targeted measures. It's also impacting on a huge number of workers, of families and small and medium-sized employers. And therefore, as one-off measures, particularly because we have the revenue to do it, we need that cost of living package.
So where does the funding come from? What loses out to pay for that?
Nothing. And this is what's really important. Nothing loses out. So the measures that are required are, in addition to those targeted social welfare and disability payments, we do need an energy credit for 400 euros. We do need a further cut in excise to bring down the cost of fuel and home heating oil. And we do need a permanent reduction in the burden of USC to put 500 euros back into every worker's pocket.
Everyone's going to be delighted to hear that. But does that mean we don't build the Lewis in Cork? I mean, something's going to have to give.
So if you give me the courtesy of letting me answer the question that you asked. So where does the money come from? Only last week, the Minister for Finance announced that this year there would be a surplus of 9 billion euros. In fact, that surplus has 4 billion more than was earlier anticipated. So right now, government has the money, significantly more money than it is anticipated, to provide for these. So you don't have to reduce investment under any other level. These are emergency one-off measures. The funds are there. The Spring Economic Statement made that very, very clear. And the cost of not doing this is that a greater number of people end up in energy poverty, a greater number of people end up, as my colleague in the Dáil debate there made clear, having to choose between food or energy. And therefore, we need a mixture of those targeted measures for the most vulnerable and those universal measures so that working people, people who aren't eligible for any of the supports, like, for example, the fuel allowance or aren't in receipt of working family payment, but who are to the pin of their collar at the moment.
And I understand
get that immediate emergency.
And I'm not going to disagree that they need that. But you're asking people to vote for Sinn Féin as a credible party in government. And you're saying we've extra money now. Let's just spend it all because we need it in the emergency.
No, in fact, that's not the case. We're only proposing to spend a fraction of that 9 billion euro surplus. It's just over 3.2 billion. And again, that's less than the extra 4 billion they found.
The children's hospital.
That they weren't expecting last week. So that money is there. In fact, our proposal is quite prudent. And if you don't do this, the consequences are huge. For example, yesterday I met the Construction Industry Federation. They've estimated, for example, that the cost of the increase in grease diesel is going to cost that sector 200 million a year. The government is only proposing to address about a quarter of that. Our proposals in terms of the cut of excise duty would deal with half of that. If you don't do that, less homes will get built, and the homes that are built will be more expensive. So this is about helping workers and families, but it's also about tackling the other issues we have in society, for example, like the delivery of homes and much-needed homelessness. The costs of not acting for families, workers, and vital infrastructure is far, far greater. And what did Micheál Martin say yesterday when he was questioned about this by Bairlí MacDonald? Oh, wait till October or wait till January. People cannot afford to wait. So are we proposing to blow the entire surplus on this? No, it's only a fraction of it. Are we proposing targeted measures for the most vulnerable? Yes. But working people out there, people who are doing everything right and who aren't eligible for any of those targeted supports, also need support right now. Okay. Workers, families, and SMEs, particularly delivering vital services in rural Ireland as well as home builders. And that's why we propose the emergency budget that's there. We can afford it. People need it. The issue is, why isn't the government responding with an appropriate response to the depth of the cost of living crisis that both pre-existed the rises in fuel costs and has been exacerbated by those over the last number of months?
Unfortunately, you may be tabling it. It probably will go nowhere based on the current arithmetic in the Dáil, but it is worth discussing. Ona Brin, TD for Dublin Midwest, thank you very much for joining us on behalf of Sinn Féin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.